Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Welcome. I'm Lauren Bald.
I'm Cameo Nguyen.
And we are Atypical Design Studio. And every week I bring a topic to Cameo and surprise her with something that we're going to discuss. Design related, design adjacent. And so this week it's a little similar to what we talked about last week, which was the term luxury. And so this week I wanted to talk about sort of where we like to splurge on projects. So maybe some ideas for everybody out there of things that we do that are like, okay, you definitely want to spend money on these, or like, this is something really fun that I like to spend a lot of money on.
Yeah. Cause I think we talk a lot about the high low, the mix of really expensive things and then things that are super cost effective. And there is definitely some stuff where you're like, no, spend the money on that. I think the first thing that comes to mind is lighting, decorative light fixtures. I think
I didn't think that's what you were gonna say.
No, you didn't.
That's interesting.
Curveball.
Yeah.
I think really special ones that kind of take over a room. So on one of our episodes we talked about the importance of lighting and how it can kind of act like jewelry for the home, and you spend a lot of money on jewelry sometimes, and so it's sort of the same thing in my mind. But also I think something else would be a really impactful statement natural stone. To me, I think that's something worth spending money on. I don't know. I feel like the list can go on. And it sort of changes per room too, right? I think, if you're in a smaller space and you only need a couple things, spending money on the one big thing, makes a big difference. But yeah, stone, lighting, I think quality pieces of furniture that are the big bread and butter elements in the room. Art, for sure. What about you?
I'm all opposite.
What?
Yeah. That's crazy. That's
what
so
about
funny.
You?
I was when I was thinking about it, the first thing that came to mind was something that I love to spec for clients that is accent pillows. Go overboard and spend money on custom, really high-end, nice, Parisian fabric with tassels, and have really cool one-of-a-kind accent pillows made.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite go-tos of let's splurge on that, because it's gonna make everything else seem really elevated too.
Yeah. No, I see that too.
That's one of my favorite things. And then,
but fabric's also kind of like art in a way.
Yeah, it can be for sure. And then I think another thing that I always tell people to splurge on their sofa. If you're only gonna splurge kind of on one piece of furniture, because that's gonna get the most use. You want it to be really comfortable. You want it to not disintegrate in 2 years. So that's another thing that I think.
Yeah. You want it to be comfortable, durable, all of those things.
And sofas aren't cheap, you can buy one for $1,000, but that doesn't mean it's gonna last, It's probably gonna be closer to 10 if you're getting one that's really built to last, and it's not off of Amazon, which we've talked about. Buying furniture off of Amazon, it serves a purpose and it's fine. You're not elitist, but also where is it being made and what sort of chemicals are in it, and how long is it actually gonna last? are all things to think about.
Yeah. I think area rugs are another really big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, like, especially if you need a custom size, because I think, like, putting the wrong size rug in a space is just such a big no-no, and a lot of the times to get, like, the right size, obviously, custom is going to cost more, but I think
that's yeah, and that's kind of a hack, too, like, a trick, that a lot of the rug companies that make, like, quality rugs, they will do custom sizes for you. You just have to ask, and usually it has an extra expense and a really long lead time, but it can be totally worth it.
Yeah.
If you're just not finding, if you have, like, an odd-shaped room or the furniture needs to be placed just so, where, like, a standard rug size isn't quite right, that makes a lot of sense to do a custom size.
Yeah.
Another fun thing that I like to spend money on is, like, really unique, fun hardware, like kitchen hardware or closet hardware, just going crazy and, like, you know, maybe put some parrots on it or, like,
put a bird on it,
put some birds on your closet door handles, or they've got really cool kind of, like, cast. What's that one company, Me and Guy, or whatever, that has, like, really, like, imperfect kind of cast, like, bronze and brass and silver. They look really handmade, almost like they're made out of clay, but they're metal.
Yeah.
That are super cool and really stunning, and I feel like that can elevate a space, too, if you just have, like, some bonkers hardware that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
We're doing, like, a cast bronze cobra snake pole on a door right now, and
that's exactly, you know, what I'm
it's,
talking
it's
about.
One door in the house, and it's not inexpensive, but it's going to be something that every single time somebody uses that space, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, that hardware is so cool.
That's I just love it. And it, or even finding something, like, really vintage and unique on, like, First Dibs or something. They have tons of, like, antique and vintage hardware that came off of old houses. We used one on one of the houses we did for a front door that's actually, like, a ceramic, it's like a vintage ceramic and brass door handle that's crazy, and so it's, like, super worn in all the right places, and it's got like a little pop of color.
There's nothing worse than, like, opening or closing a door or a cabinet or something and, like, feeling like you're touching plastic or something.
Or it's, like, wiggles around.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
I have a cabinet in my house that does that, and it drives me nuts every time. And that's one where I'm like, I want to put something really cool here. It's, like, a cool wicker cabinet that I store linens and stuff in, and I'm like, the cabinet itself isn't anything special or unique, but I'm like, I want to get some really badass hardware to go on this that I'm going to love.
Yeah. Opening. Well, and it's a way to, kind of like we talked about with light fixtures, like if you have an old lamp or something and you jazz it up with a really cool shade, I think it kind of applies to, like, if you have an old piece of furniture and you switch out the hardware, that can make all the difference.
It totally does. Yeah.
But yeah.
I was just like, are we filming? Again,
no, let's start over.
I just panicked.
We can't, not a surprise anymore.
We can't possibly.
I mean, I think, like, it's hard because I keep thinking of other things like wall covering and, you know, the right plumbing fixtures and that kind of stuff. But I think that it is also important to consider the space that you're putting it in and just, you know, balance out that high-low. I think from, like, an overall project too, you know, there are some spaces where you're like, let's splurge in this space, and maybe these secondary areas, like, we'll taper back and not spend quite as much because it's more important for that, you know, great room or formal living room to where you're going to spend most of your time,
right,
to have, like, the splurge element.
Or, like, what's going to bring you happiness in your space? Like, where do you feel like, because some people have a budget and they want to, they think they should spread it over all these areas because there's all these projects that they want to do, but it's like, where is it going to be most impactful for you, like on a daily basis, that's going to make you happy, improve your quality of life? Like those are the areas that you should focus on. So that's usually, sometimes it just means condensing your funds into one area and making it super special or super cool.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth the splurge. I mean, the things that bring you happiness and make you enjoy your space, you know, put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it, if not now, when?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, if there's anything else. I think vintage is a good one because a lot of times really good vintage is an investment and it retains its value. Mm-hmm. So most furniture is like a car, and the second you buy it, it depreciates, and most basic furniture, like,
you're not gonna resell it.
Like, I've had people that are like trying, like begging people to come pick up their old furniture because they cannot sell it. And so it's just something to consider. But if you buy like a super iconic piece that's vintage and you want to sell it in 10 years, it's gonna be worth either the same or more, as long as the conditions, you know, stays good, than it was when you bought it.
Yeah. So. I mean, I have a space that I'm working on right now, and the cocktail table is more than the sofa, but it's vintage, and it's got this like really beautiful ironwork, and it was just worth it. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, it's gonna really make the space feel unique and interesting, so.
Yeah, and that's something to consider too. If you are like interested in vintage, like, it is going to retain its value a lot better. If you ever need to offload some stuff, it's gonna be, just don't let your kids draw on it or stuff like that. You'll be fine.
Yeah Don't put it in the playroom.
Yeah, or do, and just know that it's gonna get destroyed, and that's,
it's kind that's of in process. Right now, like, doodles on fabric.
Wallpaper.
Yeah.
Stains on furniture.
Totally cool.
Splatter. Paint splatters.
No.
Anything else that you feel like is worth the splurge?
I mean, I think most everything that we've talked about is more related to like FF&E. So, you know, fixtures, furniture, and equipment. But I think there's like an architectural element too in design when you're building, that there's certain things that are worth spending the money on that don't necessarily, like, you may not feel like it's that impactful, but, you know, having an arched doorway or like a high-end window package, or you know, creating like no baseboards or casing, like, that takes a little bit more money. It's more labor, there's more finesse to it, but like in the end, it's those little parts of the home or the space that you don't really like know why it feels so cool. That really special crown molding that is really impactful. Yeah, we were talking about like ancient modern, where everything's maybe really clean lined and minimalist, but then you have this really ornate, impactful crown molding. Like, that kind of stuff is worth spending money on too, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't
think of anything designer else. Shoes on a different note.
I'm working on that one.
Designer shoes are always worth it.
Unless you are going to have a baby and your shoe size grows and you have to get rid of all your
that's
shoes.
That's true.
Which is what happened.
I don't know. That's our hot take on where to splurge. Maybe we'll do one on like where not to splurge, where to save coming up. But that one was kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that's a great one.
All right, so we'll see you next time. Let us know if you have any questions or additions or topics that you guys want to see us talk about.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.